B-Pod Studios.
It's 105. You're listening to 97.5 The Fact, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
B-A-T-L-E-S-E-O-S. All right. How was the Bring the Heat?
It was great. There's a lot of Flyers excitement.
Nice.
Which I like.
All right, let's do some Bring the Heat, and then I'm going to roll through a bunch of people.
A game last night started as
the morning man fixed all the humanity.
But it ended.
Oh, the humanity. Yes. Love it.
How about them Fly Boys? Them Flyers, I told you in the beginning of the season. Let's go Flyers! And how about that 10-9-8, baby? Let's go 76ers!
Echo Lenny, check it in.
What is Brent Brown thinking? I mean, look, it was a great win, and I don't like to complain, but that first half was atrocious. Neto starting? Come on, Brent Brown. My God.
Yeah, I prefer to just go Josh Richardson at the point. But, well, you know, listen, when he shortens his rotation, Neto and DeShay out.
It was overtime Thursday night for all professional teams. But you know what, Andrew? Let's not do the song for the Sixers. Let's do the Cherry and the White, because they won in overtime against UConn.
Wow, Cherry to White, fight, fight, fight.
Yeah, if my computer was working. How about that? I love the Temple. The Temple getting some love. What the hell's this song? There it is. That's not it.
There you go, buddy.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
Playoff expansion. You know where playoff expansion came from? Jerry Jones was the first to vote for it because his loser team can't get in. Because they're losers. And they probably still won't get in with an extra playoff team. You losers!
I appreciate that.
Because they're losers. That's great.
The way you losers!
I love this new NFL, man. I do. 17 games. By the way, on the text board, West Virginia Rick hits us with, they're going to play. Now, I didn't read this. Did you read it? I could have been in a fog. But they were, that they're thinking about playing other teams in like other NFL stadiums. Like the 17th game. So you have 8-8, all right, home road.
Right.
The other game will either be abroad or at other NFL stadiums.
So it could be like Eagles-Jaguars in Arizona.
Right.
Okay, I didn't see that. I mean, I read the...
I don't know what
the Garrett Fowler report earlier was that they weren't going to play all international.
I know, but we're supposed to... He was saying... Instead, it's the international games would be played at NFL cities,
right,
but not the home city.
It's kind of cool, I guess.
At a neutral place.
Do those sell out is the question.
I can't imagine. No. I mean, I don't know. Would you watch? I don't know. Would you go to see the Steelers and Bengals?
No. Maybe not Steelers-Bengals. I don't know. I might consider it. Like, oh, they're on my town.
That makes no sense to me.
So Tyrone was saying that there's a proposal that it could be Eagles Steelers at somewhere like Penn State.
Which, well, that makes cool sense. You know, that's cool. I like that. Play at Michigan. Play at Notre Dame. Wow.
Oh,
now there you go,
man.
Tyrone. That's genius.
You're South Bend.
Oh my God. Birds, Bears, Notre Dame Stadium.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
touchdown
the move.
Jesus.
You're right. Cowboys play in Oklahoma.
How's everyone doing?
Bryant-Denny Stadium, Alabama, 100,000 people. I'm in on that. That's genius.
I'll tell you,
there's been
a lot of Flyers talk going around at local establishments, local food establishments. Flyers are kind of catching the city by storm.
I agree.
All the eateries and all the people are talking about it. Food, Flyers, let's go Flyers.
The eateries, when the eateries catch on, it's a big deal. It means the wave has begun. The wave, I think people are on board, man. I can tell by my own, like, I look forward to them.
Yes. And last night was awesome.
Ty, same way. Yeah, late.
Being down 3-1, coming back.
I can't wait. I'm going Tuesday.
That's awesome.
I got Josh's tickets again.
That's good work by you.
He offered them.
Some nice seats.
He offered them. Glass.
Not going to turn those down.
The chop dog seats. Well, I figured, you know, the kids haven't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.